Words, words, words. DDF, or Drama, Debate, and Forensics, is all about words. How you say them, which ones you say, what else you say around them, how fast or how slow you say them, and if you say them in a convincing manner, or just sort of blurt them out. Steve Prezunka is the coach of Wrangell's DDF team this year, and he says his students are off to a prodigious, a stupendous, a mind-bogglingly tremendous... Okay, they're off to a great start.
So we have freshmen through seniors competing this year. We have Molly Prezunka, Sean Howell, Nick Cole, Malachi Cole, Tyler Eagle, Matthew Kovalt, Cassidy Brisker, Benjamin Florschutz, Amos Comstock, Davis Dow, Kyla Teat, Kaylana Churchill, Joe Hummel, Michael Guggenbickler, and Tabitha Hummel. So we have 15 kids competing this year on our team, which is a fair uptick from last year, and I'm really pleased about the numbers of kids that we managed to get out.
For those of you out there who have never heard of DDF, Prezunka has a crash course in the three areas of competition. First is drama.
Solo acting, duo acting, reader's theater, humorous interpretation. So those events, which are just really classic acting, line memorization, and each of them has rules regarding how much a person can move. Sometimes there's very, very strict rules. You can't move more than a foot in either direction. You can use your hands. And others, you can actually move all over the place and have props. So there's different rules around each of the dramatic events.
Next is debate. Prezunka says, basically, the goal is to create two opposing points of view on a topic and see how well the kids can argue either side. But the catch is that the debaters have no idea what they'll be talking about until they get to the competition. The teams flip a coin at the beginning of the event to determine who goes first and who gets which topic.
So it's really important that the debate judges recognize that it's not about your opinion. It's about how well the kids make the arguments. It has nothing to do, and I always tell the kids, this isn't about what you think. This is about coming up with evidence to support a position. It's all about formulating your idea, presenting your ideas, and then listening carefully to what your opponents say and finding great questions that help to support your ideas while tearing down theirs. So it's about that conflict.
Finally, there's forensics. The kids are given three topics. They pick one, head to the library for some speed research, and have to come up with a speech or extemporaneous commentary on that topic to present to the judges.
There's actually an event where they use only current topics of the day, and then there's one that's international topics, and so domestic and international topics. So there's different strategies for getting kids to come in and do original pieces. Really a heavy focus on the use of language in everything and how you string together language to make your point and convey your ideas, thoughts, and emotions.
Prezunka says the team has competed at two meets so far. The first was more or less a practice meet in Haines in September. He says the senior debate team of Tyler Eagle and Matthew Kovalt did especially well. Their teamwork led them to the finals once again in October's meet in Sitka.
The second meet in Mount Edgecombe was really good. We really had a good showing there. Our school is definitely getting on the map for debate. And again, that's our senior debaters, Tyler and Matthew, are really doing a good job. And they were in a five-way tie for first place.
He says that ultimately, the tiebreaker led them to fourth out of the five, but he says they still made a name for themselves. Molly Prezunka and Ben Florschutz placed ninth out of 22. He says it was their first time debating as a team and Prezunka's first time ever debating. He says he was impressed by their top 10 finish. In the drama group, the Reader's Theater team went to finals with their piece, Mutants Anonymous. A number of Wrangell competitors also made it to the top in the forensics category. Malachi Cole made it to finals with an original oration on how public trials denigrate society. Also,
Ben Florschutz went to finals in extemporaneous commentary, and so that's he's given a random topic and a limited amount of time to prepare that speech, and then he gives a speech with no notes or prepared material, and he managed to go on to the finals with that as well. A really difficult thing to do. I think people really can't appreciate how hard that is until you think about standing up for over 5 minutes and giving a speech off of the top of your head.
The DDF team will have a chance to compete on their home turf here in Wrangell, November 8th and 9th.
And we'll have schools from all over Southeast here. And I know they're going to be looking for housing for the kids. But Wrangell will have a chance to come out and see the last evening at 6 o'clock will be the final performances. And that is what's called the command performances, and the judges determine who is going to go to command. And the last pieces we saw were just fantastic up in Haines.
Przunka says that that night, they'll also announce the winners of the meet in all categories. He says the kids who are participating in DDF will walk away with a number of life skills. First, he says it's good for them to learn teamwork. Second, competition teaches the kids the importance of being graceful winners and how to learn lessons from not winning.
The third thing is the use of language. And I'm a big believer that all of our lives is composed of having to communicate and convince and to defend ourselves verbally and to make sure that we're able to articulate our needs and the things that we want to do in our lives. And whether that's with your family or with your boss or working with somebody at another job, at your job, it's very important that we have language skills. So I think that's what our kids are getting out of this, ultimately.
He encourages the community to come out and support Wrangell's DDF team at their home meet in early November. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.